I get a smile across my face when I see the Oscar Mayer Wiener Mobile weaving through traffic, and I bet you do too. Samantha Benesch joins us in studio. She's a brand ambassador for Oscar Mayer, and she drives the Wiener Mobile across the country. Her official title is Hot Dogger, which is a one-year position with the company.
I am the driver, one of the drivers, of a 27-foot-long hot dog on wheels. I am one of 12 right now that are currently touring with 6 Wienermobiles.
How do you get this job?
Everyone's welcome to apply online at oscarmayer.com, but how I found out about it is that the Wienermobile recruits at around 8 college campuses every year, and so when I was a senior at UW-Madison, I saw the Wienermobile driving around, and I was like, oh my gosh, that looks like such an awesome job. So I applied, and here I am almost a year later.
Do you have any personal connection to Oscar Mayer or anything like that that drove you to want to drive this thing?
I grew up loving Oscar Mayer products, you know, having a hot dog on the 4th of July. So I had that brand connection, and being able to travel the country and make people smile with the Wienermobile was something that really attracted me to the program.
You know, I can agree with you that Oscar Mayer products kind of have a nostalgia to them. It's something my grandparents always had. It's basically a staple of summer. But is there a nostalgia specific to Wisconsin?
I am from Wisconsin, a very small town near Eau Claire, Wisconsin. And so when I went to Madison, I didn't actually know that the Wienermobile program is based in Verona, so just south of Madison. And so when they recruit at UW, it's very special because, you know, they're looking for Wisconsin grads close to home with the program and everything. And so being able to represent, you know, Wisconsin with the Wienermobile has been really fun all across the country.
And that might be why if you're in Madison, you can like see it on the Beltline sometimes.
Exactly.
What is the history of the Wienermobile? How long has this program been going on?
The first Wienermobile was designed by Carl Mayer, which was Oscar Mayer's nephew, in 1936, so 88 years ago. And he designed the first Wienermobile, you know, in the height of the Great Depression, during a time when people didn't have much. And so he wanted to bring a way to make people smile. And, you know, 88 years later, we're continuing that tradition. That's exactly what we do. We're still bringing that joy and those memories to people all over the country. When I drive the Wienermobile down the road, people are waving, smiling, laughing. And when we do events with the Wienermobile, people get to come and create a lifelong memory with the Wienermobile, which is really, really cool.
Where do you find yourself? Any unique places, unique situations?
Absolutely. To date, I have been to 15 states all across the country in around 10 months. And for your year, you actually get to do 2 different regions. So for the first 6 months, I was in the Southeast. So I got to tour the Carolinas, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, and Tennessee. And now I'm the current Midwest team. So I get to travel all around the Midwest region. And as for really cool places, one of my favorite stops was Chattanooga, Tennessee. One of our events, we actually got to bring the Wienermobile into the local zoo, which was super fun. And we did an event for the kids there, which was really special.
You know, I was shocked when you said that people request the Wienermobile for very special events in their life, such as a wedding. Have you been to any special event that has just been, wow, I can't believe I'm here?
I have been to 2 weddings with the Wienermobile. The first one was in downtown Atlanta, and we were actually the getaway car for the couple. So after their reception, we got to pick them up in the Wienermobile and bring them back to their hotel. And then the second time, I did another wedding, and we brought the Wienermobile to their cocktail hour. So their guests could come in, sit inside the Wienermobile, and just kind of hang out before, you know, the ceremony and everything.
What does it take to drive the Wienermobile? Do you need any special licensure? Because it's not small.
We like to say we have our HDL, our hot dog license, but it doesn't require any special license at all. It's kind of like driving a small RV, so it fits into the height and weight requirements of a normal driver's license.
Okay, just how big is it?
It's 27 feet long or 60 hot dogs long if you want to do hot dog measurements.
What fuel does it take?
We like to say it's high octane mustard, but it's just premium gas.
Okay. And I mean, like, what does it cost to fill it up?
I would say it ranges anywhere from $70 to $120.
Okay. What are some of the common questions you get when you're traveling around?
Our most commonly asked question is, do you have hot dogs on board? And we like to say it's just a truck that looks like food, not a food truck. We don't sell or serve any hot dogs at the Wienermobile. We like to say we serve smiles. And then our second most asked question is if we sleep in there. So in the back of the hot dog, it looks like there could be beds or a bathroom. We like to say it's not a Wienie-bago. So we stay in hotels full time.
You have so many puns.
I have buns and buns of them. I always like to finish with the Wienermobile is very rare to see, but it actually does come to Wisconsin, this area quite frequently, and all over the country. So just make sure you go to oscarmeyer.com, and we have all the times and locations of all the events we're going to be doing all across the country for a couple months in advance. So if you want to see the Wienermobile in person, just head to oscarmeyer.com.
And you can track that thing in real time, too, online.
Absolutely. We have an app as well.
And there you have it. If you are an Oscar Mayer fan or just fascinated by the hot dog on wheels, Wienermobile driver Samantha Benesch has all the answers. She stopped by the station to give us a peek inside. The Wienermobile seats 6, and she says the team has a blast going cross-country. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.